The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's that time of the week again. Made in Chafford podcast episode.
Come on.
91?
91.
91. The road to 100 continues.
Actually, wait, it's 92.
Is it 92?
It's 92.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's 92. I see I see what you did there.
I know, it's 92.
We're joined by, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to have her on. So basically, I want to give this a bit of backstory. You know that tweet we had? I don't want to say it went viral, but it was the one of Justin Timberlake dancing around.
The one that you keep using, the way he's doing that really strange
no,
jig.
Not that one. Mirrors.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
how I was introduced to our lovely guest, Katie. She okay. put it on. She said he looked like the teacher from...
Glee.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And ever since then, I've been like... And I've seen her pop up because she'd be going viral on Twitter sometimes. So I've seen her pop up. I was like, yo, I have to get her on. So I'm so glad she's decided to join us for a great conversation. But yeah, Katie, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, hey everyone. Yeah, I'm Katie. It was a great introduction. That pretty much sums me up on Twitter though. Like, just chatting shit, basically.
Living your life, going viral, mass.
Oh, mate. It happens too much, you know, as well, though.
Really? What's your phone like when that happened?
Nuts. But then it's just, people think going viral on Twitter, they're like, oh my God, don't forget me when you go, like, when you've gone big, viral, viral. I'm like, you realise I get nothing from this. Like, yeah. The most I get from this is people in my mentions. Just like when I did a post about people having a dog in pandemic, just people posting their dogs. That's
right.
all I get.
Right, I see.
And then my auntie's messaging me because it's come up on their Instagram, being like, why are you on my Instagram?
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's when you know you made it.
That's
though.
For real. When they clip it and then they put it on Instagram,
that's when
it's
you
a
know
dub.
You made it.
The worst one, well, it's not the best one I've ever seen, was obviously Nikki's 200,000 retweets. I don't know, her phone, I'd turned it off.
You've got to just mute your notifications.
Yeah,
you
have to mute the conversation because otherwise it's just too much.
It's just
too many opinions as well. And like some people like will respond to it really like seriously. And you're like, this is a joke.
It's not that deep. Okay. I hear that. All right. So, boys, introduce yourself.
Big 2L in the building. Cole Sanusi.
Love it.
Don Corleone. You already know what time is. We here.
It's the man behind the camera.
I gotta say too much. I already know who it is.
It's yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Eames.
Yeah, Eames in the building. All right, so we're just gonna get into it straight away. So, Katie, your day job is commissioning books, and obviously we saw your massive W. You've been on a massive role recently. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it It's Little Kim's book that you commissioned? And I saw I was gassed for you because obviously I saw the tweet and I was like, yo, this girl is actually a fan of her. How does one get into the art of commissioning books?
First off, what is commissioning books?
I think you have to explain it for the people.
Yeah. I think that's the thing about publishing as well. Like, to anyone sort of outside it, it's like proper mysterious that like you don't quite know what goes on. So I totally understand that. But basically, commissioning, my job as an editor is basically finding talent, whether that be in podcasting, music, comedy, like wherever they might be, and seeing if they would like to write a book. Either coming up with the idea and going to people specifically for it, or you know, going to them and being like, do you want to write something? What would it be? As well as that, I'll get sent books from agents, so they'll represent their clients or their authors, and they'll send me their books as well. So yeah, that's basically how I commission. But I got into it, like, I didn't know publishing was a thing until I got out of uni and I was like, yeah, what now? Which I think everyone does.
Like many people.
I kind of was always, I always loved reading when I was growing up. I always used to steal my mum's adult books for reasons which she knows this already because I put it was put into an article that I was like, I used to steal my mom's books to read sex scenes, and then my mom shared it on her Facebook. I was like,
oh boy.
Well, and my granddad liked it, and I was like, we're just gonna move past that really quickly. But yeah, and then I did English at uni, and I was like, okay, books are quite cool. Yeah, so I came out and was like, oh, like publishing, this is a thing, and like did all my research, and then it's hard to get into, but so it was like a mad amount of applying and trying to get my foot in the door. I didn't know anyone in publishing or really what it was about, so it was a bit of a struggle for a while, but got in eventually, and I was like, okay, this is actually really cool. I think people don't realize how like creative and broad publishing is, like it covers so much. You know, you've got people in marketing, publicity, like people selling the rights. They sell the rights to like film and TV, so they get made into like huge blockbusters and stuff. And I was like, all of these parts of publishing people don't know about, and it's super cool. And I was like, wow, I'd love to be
a part of that.
A part of that, and be the kind of, my job is essentially like project manager. Like I bring the books to the table, and then we make them into this product. I get to see the final product, and then there's like endless amounts of places it could go from that. It could go to TV, it could go to film, it could do anything.
What is your favorite book, and then what's your favorite book that you've commissioned?
Oh, my favorite book, that is so hard, guys. I would say, like, when I was growing up, I absolutely loved a book called Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman.
Yes. Which made into a TV show recently.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I say, like, in my adult life, I love an author called Carlo Tosini. He does some incredible, he's only written like 4 books, they're all bestsellers. He's in his bag. And then favorite book I've commissioned would have to be Love and Colour by Bolu Babalola, who she is just super talented.
Yeah.
We kind of had a creative collaboration on that book. I was like, oh my God, it would be so amazing to write a book about love stories from around the world that already exist, but people are always like Romeo and Juliet, aren't they? But there were stories from like all other countries around the world that they copied them to do the, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she rewrote all of these beautiful stories, and it's gone big. Yeah.
No, that's amazing. But that's the sort of thing, I guess it's also having an intact to be like, oh, this person that could actually really do something special, I guess. That's what you have to do as well.
Yeah.
When you're trying to commission a book and trying to find those select people. Who is there anyone out there that you'd like to work with that you think has a dope story to tell?
Oh my God, there's so many people. I love, you guys probably do know her, but she's called Mel's Wardrobe.
I think I've heard of her.
She's so cool. She's like a stylist, but she's just got this really cool energy, and I think she would be brilliant. I love Maya Jama. She's wicked. And then it's just basically like coming up with what that story would be and what angle they would go down.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's loads of people.
Would it have to be creative writing, or it could just be anything?
So I do nonfiction mainly, which is like, I mean, that covers so much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like their own story, their autobiography, or it could be like writing about a topic, like a specific issue that's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really varied. But I do a little bit of fiction, which is obviously like creative writing.
I see.
That's what Bolu does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm publishing the Receipts Girls, obviously another great podcast.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on that. And no, that's a big look as well. Obviously, their book is coming out. What's the contents of that, just for people who might not know?
Yeah, so the Receipts podcast is sort of like millennial women talking about all sorts of conversations from like sex, the relationships, situationships, all of that. The book is each of them writing about topics that are really important to them. So they write an essay on race, they talk about love, they talk about family, so like really important things to them, and it's sort of like interspersed with like illustrations and sort of takeaways and like Audrey's best jokes in the podcast. The duck joke may or may not be in the book. So yeah, it's gonna be really fun. I feel like it's like the perfect book for like their fans. But also beyond, because it's fascinating, like you never really hear these voices in books, so I think people are gonna proper love it. And there's an audiobook as well, so
perfect.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Tolly recording it as well, wasn't there?
So that's what I was going to get onto, is just the art of trying to get into reading, because for me it's something that I want to read more, but I'd struggle with massively. I'm like, oh, I'll read 2 pages, I'm like, well, I'm done. That's I just don't have the patience for it.
Have you read much books?
Nah, not general? Really. No, not really. I mean, not since we was in school. And I just asked someone asked me, what's your favourite book? I'll say, yeah. Mice and Men.
No, get out of here. How's that your favourite book?
Not Mice and Men.
That's terrible, bro.
Lenny and Them, man.
Lenny and Them. That's crazy.
Yeah, is that you?
Lenny and Them.
You like how Crooks was getting bullied?
Right.
Okay, do you ever pick up a book though? Let's say you've been someone's recommended a book to you, right?
Yeah.
And you're a few pages in and you're just like, nah, this ain't it. Or are you one of those people that you have to see it through, you'd rather just read it all?
No.
Are you quite good at putting them down?
Because when you said that, it's like you read a few pages, you say, nah, it's trash. Demi does that to
100%.
Me. 100%.
100%.
No, I think also, I feel like there's a sort of misconception that as an editor, you're just like able to read anything and everything. No, yeah. I cannot. If I'm not tapped into a book, I'm
just
not
won't do
reading it.
Some stuff come across your desk and you've been like, yo, put this in the bin.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sometimes I actually feel illiterate as well because like I read lots of like bits as part of my job. Like I have to read like proposals, which are like smaller. Then I go to read a whole book. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I have to sit down and concentrate.
Yeah.
But it just takes, I think reading is like something, I feel like school takes away the joy of it sometimes. Mm. Like they're like, annotate this,
do that.
And it's like,
what does it make you feel like? No, it's not supposed to make you feel like that. It's supposed to make you feel like this.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
this character's intentions?
What does he represent in society?
It's just a book.
It's just a book, bro.
I know.
But I feel like that sometimes, because I'm reading a book at the moment called Power of Now.
You've probably read it.
And like, the first chapter, I was just like, I was struggling to get to terms of all the terminology and what they were trying to introduce to me. But I feel like it's a game of patience. So I'm just going to continue to read it and see how I feel about it, as opposed to just reading it and be like, nah, this is trash. Because I read a part of it and I was like, nah, let me just put it down for a bit. But then I picked it up and towards the end of the chapter, I was like, okay, no, this is slowly beginning to make sense, so to speak. So
yeah.
I guess some people don't necessarily have the patience just to
Yeah, but
know,
I think you've also got to go for like topics and stories that are really going to like excite you and interest you. Like you can't just be, you don't just read anything that you just like feel you should read because you're never going to get into it. You're never going to like enjoy that properly. Mm. You've got to like read things you really feel passionate about.
But
and then don't beat yourself up if you're not.
Could you compare reading to listening to albums? Like, you know, there's a genre of books that you'll actually enjoy, that you'll actually take in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And don't put pressure on yourself. Like, take a book on your commute or something and just read a couple of pages and see where you get to. Don't like, you know, don't like make a crazy like people are like, oh, I'm gonna read like 150 books this year. No. Relax. I don't even know if I read 150 books a year. That's my job. So
I was gonna say, has it taken the joy out of reading for you a little bit? Because it's your, you know how like engineers and that say they don't even listen to music the same way. Is that how reading's become for you?
I've been a bit clever about it where because I work on mainly nonfiction, I don't read for pleasure nonfiction necessarily.
Okay.
Like I might have the kind of odd books, but for me, I read for pleasure fiction.
Mm.
So my work is different to what I enjoy reading. So I feel like I've been quite clever about that.
Got you.
Some people, like there'll be like a crime and thriller editor and their reading for pleasure is crime and thriller. Their whole life is crime and thriller. Do you like crime and thriller?
No, it's just me and my dad, like, when I was a lot younger, we just used to come, like, I used to come home, watch ID with my dad, like, crime. We used to watch everything. So, like, there are some stories where it's just like, how did that even happen? For example, there's one story where a woman thought her husband was cheating. And so, and basically that whole behavior just began to irk the husband. So then he gave her divorce papers. So she's like, no, you're not leaving me without my kids. So she decided to plot and basically write a letter by like the husband, like the husband's handwriting and everything like that. So she then killed the kids.
Jeez.
Right? Then she attempted to kill herself and that failed. So then she tried to set alight the house, then that failed. So she tried to jump over the balcony and then kill herself and that failed. So she's still alive and she went to prison for that. But overall, Yeah.
Crime stories are mad.
It's a really intense story, but it's just like, why would you do that? And then you get into like the mentality of each individual, and then sometimes it's like serial killers, and then why they serial kill, and it's amazing
this
stuff.
This is the thing, that you've just got to find that topic that really like interests you, and then you can go like, then you've got your whole sphere of reading. You don't have to come out of that. Like, that's good. Like, do what you enjoy. Yeah. I always feel like that. Yeah.
Agreed. Mm. No, yeah. I think that's the best way to go about it. I do have a question though.
You see, like, non-fiction books that you currently commission today. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there is a trend?
What do you mean?
In terms of like, let's talk about success. Like, there is a trend of success. So everyone has basically the same building blocks, and they sell the same story within their non-fiction books. Would you say that's true or false?
I think it's false. I think there is like, are you kind of talking about the lights, like the kind of industrial complex of like doing well in like some certain areas to book deal? Because that does happen, but like publishing is a business out like anywhere else. Like it's kind of, you know, if you've got a brand and you've got something you talk about really well and you can write about, then why not come out with a book? Like, and that great things can come from it. Really trashy books can come from it. But it's fine. Like, it's just a way of kind of, making money, creating, putting your story out there. I don't know. Like, I think sometimes publishing is always like, oh, we're super creative. It's like, no, there's a business behind it as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question at all.
No, it does. Yeah, no, it does.
It's so nice talking to you guys about it as well, though, like, because I think in publishing, a real lack of what we have in like the our actual makeup of publishing itself, as well as the stories we're publishing, there are barely any black men.
Right. Like, okay.
Stories are lacking.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because they want to destroy the image of the black men.
Let me just put my Hotep hat on.
That's all happening.
Honestly, I could probably count the amount of black men in publishing on two hands.
Interesting.
Oh. It's that mad. I don't know what it is. Like, I've kind of been like sort of thinking about it for a while. Maybe it's that really like when like guys in school, they're not that opportunity's not put towards
that's what
them.
I would
they're
think
not
it
like,
would because oh, I wouldn't even know how to get into it.
Yeah,
you could be a marketer for books, you could be a publicist for books, you could be writing stories. I don't know if those options are put towards guys like at an early age. I'm not sure, but it's lacking. I don't know what I would love to see more stories put out there, but then they tend to get pigeonholed as well into quite specific spaces of like struggle and black masculinity, and it's like what we want to see more of is just like black guys writing in every genre.
Yeah,
Black guys writing true crime or like anything.
E-man, get on it.
Get on it. So I've come on here to say, start writing books. Yeah,
pretty much.
Start writing books. Okay, yeah.
That's interesting. What's in the pipeline for you before we move on to the next topic?
For me, I just want to keep sort of like empowering people's voices and like giving like incredible talent those spaces to be creative and working with them in any way I can. And I literally adore the people I've worked with so far. Like, some of them have become like my best friends, which is just a lovely feeling. And I just love seeing them sort of grow and ascend. And I want to be a part of that, their journeys, as well as sort of like me myself. I have a podcast with two girls that I also work in publishing, called Main Characters Podcast, and we really like enjoying doing that. And I also myself really want to get into like screenwriting, because I do like bits of that. This is why I love people writing books, because I'm like, that is insanely amazing to me.
Right.
I'm like, me writing in long form, no, it wouldn't happen. It's so hard. Like, people don't realize how hard writing is. It's so hard. But screenwriting, when it's like scenes,
got you.
Oh, I can do that.
What would your film be about?
It would probably be comedy.
Oh, okay.
I love comedy. Who's starring? Who's starring, you guys?
Of course.
I love it. No, that's perfect. Well, we'll definitely keep our eye out on that and all the stuff you're doing. But I guess onto the
next. Actually, hold on. Before we go on to the next topic, So you said there is not much black men within the publishing game, the industry itself. Does that include graphic novels as well? Or you're not in that realm?
I'm not in that realm, but being published, maybe self-published, there's loads of them.
Okay.
But not being like published with that kind of like backing of a big publisher.
Okay then. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people publish through things like Wattpad and that.
They do. I think that's so entrepreneurial. I think that's brilliant. Like, I would always recommend. Because if you do well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wattpad Unbound is also there.
What happened on Wattpad? Someone got a Netflix film. The film is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Fuck. It's going to annoy me because I like watching it because it's that bad. I have to get it. But yeah, it was a film. The film was made on Wattpad. And then there's another Netflix film and it was One Direction, funny enough. And that became a Netflix film as well. So people are getting opportunities from this.
Yeah, honestly. They made a film
Kissing Booth, that was it.
Oh, Kissing Booth is it? That's so funny.
It's terrible. But what was you going to say?
Nah, it's gone out of my mind, don't worry.
Definitely people are finding avenues that weren't there before in order to publish their books.
It's good to just put it out there, like, wherever you can, just put it out there, like, apply for, like, put a little story forward to, like, a prize, and you never know where that could lead. Because that's how Bolu got started. She put a story through to a prize, I think it was with Fourth Estate. It was literally one short story called Netflix and Chill. And from that, she's got like film and TV deals, book deals, like literally that's one story you put out.
Yeah,
do anything. That's so that's what I just say to people, just put stuff out there because why not?
Oh, for sure.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So the next topic I wanted to discuss involved cooking. This is because I went on Katie's, I was scrolling through Katie's Twitter and there's a lot of cooking TikToks. Now, I love them as well. I'd be lost in that area of TikTok. But the thing that it doesn't annoy me, but it's how this man cooking like in 45 seconds. It's like, it's just not real. The one I saw on your Twitter was a guy that was cooking in the forest. I was like, how? How can you cook in the forest?
I actually don't like those ones are my actual favorite though, because they have like this. They have like the knife they use is so sharp. Like the chopper, the chop is so sexy.
You know when you're chopping onions, you just you're struggling, and then as soon as you get through it.
It's so painful. It's like you're slipping about. No.
Nah, the noise is beautiful.
It's just so satisfying.
And all the noise, the
Is this ASMR-ish going on here? What's going on?
It's not ASMR. It's it is people cooking.
Like, oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I guess it is a little bit of ASMR because it's like the sounds. It's like the choppy and the...
Interesting.
The guy that was cooking in the forest, I said, yo, you might be thinking you're hearing panting from your dog. There's a bear behind you. Come out. Revenant style.
It does look like proper cows in the forest as well.
But
do you know what it kind of though? It's not the bears I'm scared of anymore. It's the moose.
The moose?
Okay.
Are they dangerous?
Is it mooses or meese? No, it's just moose.
Wait.
That's the name of the episode. Meese.
Meese.
I'm an editor, but I'm illiterate.
So
basically,
mooses.
Is it?
I really hope moose is a word.
Nah. A group of moose.
A group of moose.
Moose
are the most dangerous animals in Canada, right?
Really?
Do you know how big moose are?
But they're not. They're not.
Yeah, they're actually really tall, aren't they?
They're bigger than Land Rovers. They are massive. I thought they were like small car size. Mm. No.
Are they bigger than horses?
They're like. They look like mammoths.
God, the moose is in the back.
Whole mammoths. Anyway,
I think they're the most dangerous because they're like they're dumb. If that makes sense.
No,
because
they're massive. If you crash into them, that's
it. That's
die.
Yeah. That is
I
it.
See.
It's not like hitting a deer where the deer gets clattered off. Hitting the moose, you're dead.
I'm thinking of a deer. See, I'm thinking in the beginning of Get Out. You know how that's how.
Yeah. No, it's not that.
I'm gonna find a photo of us because you guys are gonna be like, actually, what? Your minds are gonna be.
Nah, it's just a bit different. But then again, I look at I follow Nature's Metal on Instagram. Yeah, that's.
I love shows like that. But then I'm scared of the nature, so I don't really want to. No, because
it shows nature in its true form.
Right.
Mm.
So like the hippos, I know about the hippos, and then like just animals in general. Like you'll find like a hyena running with like. What? That's not real.
Yeah.
Let's
that's
see.
Not real. What kind of
fuck off?
No way.
That's massive.
Yo, that's the picture for this episode.
Shouts out to the Meese.
Big ups the Meese.
Big ups the Meese
and them, man.
Meese and them.
Oh, that's made my day.
But yeah,
cooking TikToks.
Yeah, but no, it's just it's very interesting to see. Like, you will just see like animals with their eyes out, animals running around with like their bellies hanging out. Like, I'm not their bellies, but their intestine just running.
What the hell?
Like chasing them.
Yikes.
Yeah, no, it's real. It shows you nature in its true form. But
interesting.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I guess even though
we're meese or moose now looking larger than
Land Rover, larger than
that's
life.
Dangerous, man.
So you'll just be cooking, you chopping your chop,
and then just
fat moose.
Just out of nowhere.
The meese are going crazy in the wild.
Damn.
I can't believe I said that. Oh my god.
It's not it is really nuts when you think
it's
about
huge
it.
Part of TikTok though.
Oh, massive. That is that. I mean,
although I saw one before I came here, and it was this is where it goes too far, and like not everyone on TikTok can be a chef, so please stop, because they chopped a watermelon into like a little circle. Yeah. Please tell me why they're putting on it barbecue sauce.
Tell me you're American without telling me you're American.
And pepperoni and cooking it like a pizza.
On a watermelon.
On a watermelon.
This is stunt food.
I think people are just running out of ideas now.
Man. There's no need to do that to a watermelon.
No.
This is what I'd be saying. Americans just they'll do anything.
They'll just deep fry anything.
For the love of oh man.
Deep
fry
pizza.
That woman with the she put like the pasta and then the like a slab of cheese and then like the milk on top.
Milk.
It looked
Are you talking about the minced meat that put she did the mince well basically
yeah,
she put the bacon
well.
And then she put the minced meat in the middle, then she put a slab of cheese. No, actually, I know what you're talking about.
You
where
know
she,
talking
yeah,
about?
Where she put the hot dog in the actual pasta thing.
Oh,
then she put
rotten.
Like loads of milk, loads of cheese, and they say, oh my gosh, it's delicious. It's like, no, it's not. That's just
that's just cholesterol, bro.
She
that's
put it,
just
she put it in the oven, they were like,
home
oh
training
God,
gone wrong.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, there's he's I think his image is that he's a bit of a fuckboy, but he's Italian. And his one's really good. And it's like, I'm gonna get my Alfredo pasta. Boom, and then all you need is a little pinch of salt. He's great as well. He does it. His brother's the one. I don't know if you might have seen him on TikTok. His brother goes around with a duck.
What?
Yeah, basically his brother owns a duck. That's his whole brand on TikTok. He has a duck and he likes to play golf. But they're brothers anyway. And that's his shit. But one of them's really good at
that's
cooking. but he cooks like really Italian meals. Italian meals look the best on TikTok.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm like, do you know what? I can cook, like, if I wanted to cook this stuff. But they're not helpful in that. Like, I don't feel like they don't give the recipe. Like, they're not sharing these secrets. These men are just trying to make it in under 45 seconds. I don't know how they're doing it.
I think it's about ingredients as well with Italian
food. I think some people are just doing it for clout. And it's just like, what's your problem? Like, why do you exist? Why is your life?
Why do you exist?
No, because it's like, who told you that this was all right? Like, you know, like, if you don't know how to cook, there's just like, you could go out, buy some ready-made meatballs, buy some noodles, and then that's it. Put it together and then call it a day.
Right.
You decide, like, that video has me in a whirlwind of emotions because it's like, why do you think it's okay to put a hot dog in an uncooked pasta, then put a block of cheese on top, then put milk on top, and then say this is delicious? Am I a dickhead?
Yeah. Am I a dickhead?
Like, for real.
My lactose intolerance was like...
Oh my gosh.
Overdrive.
Your belly will be just...
Wow.
Sounded like a drum roll. That's why I don't... Like, as much as I love Sweetie, her eating habits are diabolical.
They're a bit nuts, aren't they?
I don't understand it with the long nails because it's like, doesn't the crumbs,
no, do.
Everything...
And the mukbangs, oh my
the nails?
God.
Yeah,
so somehow
nice.
You're going to have to wash that. If you can't wash that, you're going to have to take it out. How do you take it out?
You can't. You have to get it done by a person.
What?
That's long.
Yeah.
Nah, see.
You can't take them off yourself. Acrylic nails.
Have you guys attempted to make any TikTok recipes? Anything off of there?
I did.
I made
bacon and pancakes, which it sounds straightforward, but... The pancakes were really difficult. Like, I was in the kitchen sweating. Like, the homeboy did not help me at all. So it was fluffy. It was like Chinese fluffy pancakes.
Oh, like the really thick ones.
Yeah.
They're quite hard to make.
I was struggling. Like, I had to make two. Basically, I had to make two lots of batter because the first batter just went awry. It wouldn't fluff up enough, or it would fluff too much, and then you can't eat that because it's not really cooked.
Yeah.
I'd flip it, and it's a bit like a souffle. So it just flattened and fall on me.
Painful.
By the end, I got it, but I was like, this is too much effort. I'm never doing this again. You weren't helpful, was what I should have put under his comments.
I find it easier to like visually watch the. I'm not really the type, if I have like a list of instructions and they give you steps, I can't necessarily replicate it. If I can see someone do it, it's probably better for me to do it.
But that's what I was doing. I was trying to do everything he did. I was like,
yeah,
like,
but they missed out steps, not giving you certain things.
I don't think you can really, as beautiful and as good as it looks on TikTok, they can't really give you the proper steps, if that makes sense.
It's a technical though, because it's skill. It's like actually takes skill to do certain steps, which I feel 100%. Like.
Yeah, it's a skill to cook first. Yeah. And then, yeah.
I feel like there's two different types of chefs though, because there's bish bash bosh chefs, where people can like those people just chuck everything in and it just tastes banging.
Mm.
And then those people who have to like proper follow like recipes and be like step by step. I'm one of the step by step. I can't do bish bash bosh.
Yeah, I'm a step by stepper.
But I think that's the way it should be. I'm trying to get those knives that they be using though, because that it sounds. You want to hear
the Japanese knife with the river on it? Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's it? In like Hakkasan when they cook it in front of you.
Oh, no.
And then she's doing up all of this. Like yeah, that's what I need. And then the fire as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
I need that experience.
Right now, the
life.
Listeners are enjoying the onomatopoeia.
Loving it.
We're going in. But yeah, I guess is. Have you guys come across anything you think you'd try to cook?
Raw steak.
Oh.
No, because I've seen videos where steak. People go to the barbecue and the steak is just raw. And it's like, are you not going to cook it? And everyone's just eating it.
No,
yeah.
No.
That's actually one of my...
AC's turning off.
Please, quickly. Nah, it's up there.
Oh, what?
No, you have to. It's turning off. You have to press. Oh, for God's sake! Oh.
No. It's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it.
Yeah.
About to be like Thanos. Damn, I'll do it myself. what is it? What was he saying? Oh, do you know what? I do love when they so on Facebook. I know it's not TikTok, but I follow like Flame Grilled, and basically he cooks it in his garden. Like he's got he's made. I don't know what to do. Like they be going in, man. I'm talking like, when can I come to your house to try this sort of stuff? It's that good.
To be honest, I would love to barbecue every day, but just British weather in general isn't necessary.
Barbecues are
because
so buff.
Even honestly. Within like East African culture, like we have something called Yamachoma. Basically, it's just roasted goat or lamb. And you know, like that's what you just need in life. Just
that's what you need.
Yeah,
you've got my stomach's rumbling now. Actually,
nah, yeah. Yeah.
So like, have you tried
just having it roasted?
Suya, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Suya.
I haven't tried suya. Yeah.
You have to honestly, and
that's,
then they. Oh.
That's dangerous.
How is it dangerous?
It's wait. There's too much spices and peppers.
Yeah,
nah, when it catches
what I'm here
you,
for,
in
man,
in
it's not something you have every day.
You can
day,
only have it every.
If you put it in the wrong hole in your throat, nah,
you're in trouble.
For real,
you're in trouble.
That is actually very true.
What is suya? Is it like
It's beef, it's beef. I think it can be, but you can get chicken suya.
Yeah, I've heard you could get chicken.
So it's whatever, really.
Okay.
Mm.
Right.
But it's delicious.
If it's made properly, it's really good.
Oh, for sure. Mm. What was I going to say? So that concludes that topic, I think. Mies was the highlight of it for me.
Listen, I just want to say to my manager, I can actually do my job.
Don't worry, we'll cut that bit out. Don't worry.
No, it's fine. She knows.
So third topic, so I think we all experienced this. We're not talking about the vaccine or anything like that, but recently the over 25s were invited to come get their vaccine.
Or did you get a text?
What, they text you?
Yeah,
and they just be texting people. Oh, I didn't get a text.
No,
they just text email specifically. They said, yo,
they
email, what's going
IG
on?
And
I'm we're pulling up on you.
I just reminded them, I got a text.
Yes, it's coming back.
Hold on.
Let's go.
I'm ready. It's going to be 2018 all over again.
For real. So what was I going to say? So the over 25s were recently invited to come get their vaccine.
Mm.
But this, there was a lot of jokes made about people being in the over 25 category on X Factor.
Yeah.
So today I want to discuss those type of shows and, you know, the brilliance that they brought about, because they really had the nation in a chokehold.
Before we do though, why did they decide to lump us all in over 25?
I have no, like being 26 now, I'm like, what the fuck?
It hurts.
I used to think, oh, bring out the Zimmer frame for them, man, because who was it? he was Wagner. He was
not Wagner.
Oh my god,
he was terrible. My guy was sleep.
He was there to entertain.
My man said, "Are you?" He got far as well. He was on the night shows, and he could not sing. He couldn't hold a note to save his life.
Terrible.
No, it's actually really upsetting. Like, I turned 25 this year, and I was like, as if I remember. I remember being young and being like, the 25 and overs are old. They're you know, they're never gonna win. And I also used to tell myself, because I wanted to be a superstar because I love Beyonce, etc. I got over that real quick. I was like, before I'm 25, I'm gonna go on and I'm just gonna like be amazing. I'm gonna be the next Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
And now I'm 25. So that's not gonna happen.
I mean, they've given us they've actually given us a lot of talent. Obviously, Little Mix came from X Factor.
Yeah.
One Direction came from. Yeah. So the show has given us a lot of good. It's done. It has done some good. It's given us a lot of talent. But my God, there were some bad people on there.
Oof.
I used to just watch it for the audition stage. Really,
the auditions are the best bit. You just see all those people.
They used to like the judges used to crease. There's
some funny videos of them and just in tears. Mm. Like the audition was bad.
I remember one, it was this guy who was doing like a club song and he had the backing track. He's like, "It's Friday night," and he was just gonna, and all we do is. It's Friday night.
There was one that was
party.
There was one that was so bad that Simon had to kick who was it? Sharon and Louis out.
They couldn't stop laughing. They couldn't stop laughing.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't remember what the guy was singing, but it was just like,
was it that dude that was singing Michael Jackson?
It might have been.
And they just couldn't get through the audition because it was just that bad.
Oh,
I get it though, because I don't think I'd be able to. Oh, I couldn't
have to laugh.
There's something about people
singing. If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Sincerely, which is very funny to me.
And they think they actually...
Don't these people have families?
I always think that.
Yeah.
Would you be a nice judge or an evil judge?
I'm being evil, man. Get the fuck out of there, man. Pack it up. Get your shit down. And do you know what's painful is the stories in like the middle of the way, people who just weren't good enough but didn't make it through. They be bullying on that show because it's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Got the backing track and everything.
For real.
The sob stories. I like my dad's cat's nan died.
It's well edited. but then again, like...
Got the same like Coldplay song playing in the background, bro.
Life will get...
Exactly.
Fix you's always on loop when it comes to those things. Yeah. God, you man.
So there's this one woman. She actually auditioned for X Factor. And like, X Factor itself is very much an entertainment show. Like, it's not a singing competition, it's an entertainment show.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a very good singer. She could sing, she's beautiful at singing, she's a beautiful woman as well, like the way she looks and everything. But she said that she had to create a sob story,
right,
so that she could be sell marketable it to the masses. And she was like, no, I'm not,
don't really have one
to do that. And then they're like, okay, well, you know what, you can come back next time and then we'll see if we can slot you in.
It's a proper business, and
it's a real business, they ask
people to, it's like they invite people to audition who have like management and stuff. They'll be like, can you actually come and on the show? Yeah, because one of my friends was asked, they're like, can you actually come onto the show?
See, I've been thinking about this.
Established.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's how, like, well, it's not it's similar to what Love Island kind of do, and it's like, this person already has 40,000 followers on Instagram, might as well get them on. Mm-hmm. But boy, I don't think I've said this story on the show, but I got in trouble. So you know how you can vote, and you
what
call
did
in.
You do?
Oh no!
It was, so it's in the same realm. It was Diversity's year. I thought these guys are flames, man. Like they were so good, and their performance like inspired me. I was, you know,
Britain's
Got Talent. Yeah. Anyway, I'm calling like a madman to vote for Diversity. You know, I don't know if Dermot does thing. Oh no, it's Ant and Dec, and they're like, ask the phone bill payer. This costs £1.20. Anyway,
bugging.
I must have voted 15 times.
Your mum must have. Your mum must have punched you up. Your dad must have punched you up.
He was livid. I just remember, Dermot, like, what is this? And I was like, but you saw me call. We all watched the show together. He was like, nah, I didn't know that it cost this much. Like, you're never allowed to vote again.
Did you not see the fine print? Do you know how much they charge you, bro? Yeah.
It's not even, apparently, it's not even the £1.50. Like, it's also what your, how
your service provider as well.
So,
yeah,
he was not happy. Don't vote.
I've never voted. Unless it's like through like an app where like how Love Island do it, where they do the thing.
You vote for Love Island?
I don't think so, but I can't.
Yeah,
like I can't
no,
recall.
Because it's free on the app.
Yeah,
I can't recall
I
paying
that,
for it.
I was voting.
And I will be voting
are you
again.
Are you excited for Love Island this year?
Yes, are you crazy? We're going to have Love Island episodes, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so happy. That little gap that they've given us has made me want it more. Because that winter one was dog shit.
Dead.
Put it in the bin.
Who won that one again?
Couldn't even tell you. It was Paige and that guy, innit?
I can't remember.
Wow.
No, I don't even. Like, that is actually nuts. Like, what's happened?
What? Tommy and Thing ain't even from that season, are
they? No. That was way back.
Molly May and Tommy are from the Amber
Michael.
Season.
That was a season.
That was a good season.
Childish.
But they've not had. Yeah.
Childish.
Right. Nah, you man, you have to get into it this year, please.
I really don't want to.
Oh, it's Love
you have no choice.
Euros. It's a. It's that. Do you remember
when
that?
There's Euros.
Yeah.
There's Love Island, and then there's Olympics.
Ooh, that's if the Olympics goes ahead.
Summer.
I'm sure it is.
It's
I don't know. They're really in like.
I think it's actually gonna happen.
Tokyo's on ropes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Oh. But I mean, if it'll more than likely happen. But I read today like that people think it shouldn't go ahead. But
interesting.
I just want to watch them like. I just love it so much. Oh. Like
it's elite. It's
like,
elite entertainment.
I just think it's a bit mucky that you like that you like spoke to the guy that I've only met yesterday, but like we've like formed a connection. So I just think that's a bit muggy.
I think it, but do you know what? I let them off and they. that's the conversations they'd be having, and then you're like, you know what, Brenda, you're right. It is a bit muggy.
It's a fact. Factory.
I'm on your side.
Nah, he's proper fit.
Or it's just, you know, like, I don't know where we're at. Like, we just don't have that, like, that spark. You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm falling into his dick sand, but I don't want to put all my eggs in the basket. Hey, yo. You know what I mean?
Liv was a genius for that.
Yeah. She's hilarious. A funny girl.
She's
got a whole
is.
Show now.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, with her husband.
Watch Love Island is because I'll be so stressed. I'll be looking at them like, why are you not doing so?
Nah, it is.
Nah.
They do need
my
to avoid
emotions,
the stupid
my brain
conversations.
Needs to be somewhere else.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
Nah,
with that, with that many hours of.
But the people they get on it, like, they
nah, these people aren't. I feel like they got smarter people on. Cause you remember that season
Molly
where they
were. Main people were they, like, a couple of them were clued up.
But like, remember that season that girl from Liverpool that was like, "What's Europe?" I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, what's Brexit? I thought it was like the trees leaving.
Oh, my days.
How? How have you come to that conclusion?
Here we are, man.
And then everyone around her was just as dumb. It was like, she thought Barcelona was in the UK or something. Nah, it was bad.
Have you heard they're getting LGBTQ plus people on the season?
I don't know. I've heard that. I don't know how that's going to work. Are they going to have their own house at Casa Amor?
Maybe.
Casa Amor.
They'll probably have everybody in the same house.
A girl's going to steal your girl.
You know
shit.
What?
It's
lit.
Mr. Skill your girl.
It's lit. Hey, that might bang. To be honest with you,
I like it.
It
just throws more spanners in the works. Exactly. I don't know if the premise of the show. Obviously, I'm all for inclusion, but I don't know if the premise of the show if it will work in the show's current setup. And if they did one for them. That would make sense, as in, I don't shouldn't say for them, but for the LGBTQ community, that would be fine. But I don't know if...
The mashup together.
Yeah,
I
can't,
know.
I just don't know. Unless the producers are smart of Love Island, like, let's not play. I think situations smart. Like what you presented will probably be what they're going to go for.
Mm. I think they'll make it work.
They've had it, there was one in season two, RIP to her, oh, I can't remember her name now, but they sent in a girl for her because she was bi.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And that was the sort of situations they tried to create. So I think that's what they'll do more the same with that.
Mm.
They just got to make sure they protect people on there. Like as far as all the other, the backlash and all that type of stuff.
Mike,
that was so sad.
Mm.
It's that they don't prepare. I think you can't prepare to come out that famous. And the thing is, a lot of them had to. So I've heard things that where Mike was a lovely man,
but they forced that persona on him.
Just so nice,
and
but
they
made him
to be
exactly. Everyone thought he was muggy. He had to. He went on Celebs Go Dating. They made him play up to be more muggy. So you got to roll with this facade that just isn't you. Which I can see how that would make you depressed.
Mm.
And yeah.
I can imagine that, like, what they're having to do, like, the application stages this year were quite intense.
Oh, yeah, massive,
make
yeah.
Make sure
yeah.
people are, like, ready to undergo, to like, come out need, with so much scrutiny.
Yeah, no, they need psychiatric help before they go in. And I said, you definitely have to look after them when they come out as well for at least maybe the first 2 months, I'd say.
Probably.
But, yeah, no, I mean, all those.
I'm just like, you need to watch it. Please. You need to watch it. You would love it. It's so stupid. It's one you've got to take it for it.
Turn your brain off.
For real.
Also, and enjoy. You've got to be on Twitter whilst you're watching it.
I think that helps massively.
Yeah,
of course.
It's like when it goes to advert break and then you just got all the memes coming in.
I see. If you include the LGBT, like, I see their vision in terms of it becoming entertaining, but I just don't want to give my time to it. That's all.
Are you an intellectual? He says, I'm not giving my time.
This guy enjoyed Love is Blind. Don't listen to him.
Oh,
no, but the thing
Love
is...
Love is Blind is sick.
Yeah, it's
amazing. No, he likes the experiment aspect of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I like the experiment aspect. Whereas this one is just entertainment and then people are trying to get something out of it. And it's just like, okay, now
it's
no longer the same thing. And then people are just like... And then everyone's doing the same thing or they're getting the same people to react to the same way for every single season. So you're always going to have the same sort of people there. Mm. And then even the other one, what was the other one where they put them on the island?
What?
Oh,
Temptation
Survival
Island?
Survival of the Fittest.
No, not
the one that was
not
on Netflix.
Bear Grylls, the one that was on Netflix, where it was like all the top influencers, them ones. I enjoyed that as well.
Oh, what, The Circle?
It was like Temp Sexy.
I think it is The Circle.
No,
it's not The Circle.
It was like that island where if they lipsed or did anything sexual.
Yeah, they lost money.
Points would get taken away. I can't remember what that was called.
Was it Survival of the Fittest?
No. It was called like Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, well
too
done.
Too Hot to Handle, Hot to Handle. I like that as well. I like the experiment of it. And like the way people behaved around it. It was like, listen, what are you doing? Like, I would be the... I've forgotten the guy's name.
No, there was that guy on it who was just like fuming every time.
That's me.
He was like the Economist.
Yeah, that's me.
Like,
that's me for sure. I relate to that individual. It's like, listen, there's money on the line.
And you're just
lip-syncing. And you guys just in your feelings.
That's
why?
Funny.
There was a girl moving mad who was just like having sex with everyone. He was livid.
Was it Francesca?
Yeah. Oh,
Francesca's moving mad right now.
She is.
She was with homegirl from
Tao
for a couple of days. She put a tattoo on her body of her name.
It was
Tao.
That's
mad.
A couple of days.
Come on, dog.
Yeah. Oh, I hate this woman. Oh, la 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 la.
Yeah, they are crazy.
La 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 la. Ooh.
So then, like, yeah, so like, I really like the experiment of it.
Yeah, okay.
Watching it evolve.
Love is Blind. I can never forget that when that guy. Nice. Do you know that girl with the bad wig?
Yes.
Diamond.
Yeah, so that shit was pushing back like a snapback.
That's so mean, man.
That guy was so. He turned.
It's one of the best responses I've ever seen.
He's the devil.
That's crazy.
Because it's like he had no reason to behave like that. He had no.
You only get this on reality TV, though.
He had no reason to behave like this. Like, he had. Like, the woman was beautiful, yeah?
Yeah.
He had every reason to make sure that. Like, he secured the bag.
Mm.
And then he threw it in the bin.
And he was the one that just wasn't honest from like day dot. And then he was like mad because she was like, I need time to process this. And he was like, you're mad.
Yeah, but he wasn't living in his full truth.
Nah, he was.
So then that's why he was moving insane.
He flipped it, gaslighted her into...
And then also he was a bit...
He went from like, my queen to cutting out the wig very quickly.
Yeah, and then like he was dealing with mental...
I agree.
Because like even when they had like the whole catch up as well, like at the end of it, like a year later...
Like
he tried to give like a friendship. He tried to engage her, but then it was like, nah, I'm not getting engaged to you. Then he tried to do the friendship thing. It was like, whatever.
Yeah, that was the maddest argument when she was like, about his ass to the next dick.
Why would you say that?
So American, honestly.
But then they tried to save the show because one guy and one woman, they didn't really connect, but they just tried to force him to connect just to make the show interesting.
The crazy blonde, like older blonde woman who got with the like 24-year-old guy, and she did not like him.
Yeah, but
she
the thing is, I really felt for my man because he was like,
he seemed genuine.
Yeah, he was genuine. Yeah, he was really genuine about it.
She was just like, oh, I'd never. Yeah, but you can't help people like that.
Yeah, she was.
And I don't like anyone younger than me. And then she got with the 25-year-old.
Well, like she was chasing after homeboy that was with the other girl. Yeah.
I knew she was on Hinge when she fed her dog wine from her own glass. I was like, at that point, what?
No, that's insane.
Bruh.
I thought that would kill a dog.
I don't think I
remember seeing that.
I logged that in my head. I was like, right.
Yeah.
RSPCA and them, man. Quickly.
But I mean, even in that whole entire show, there's a lot to learn from. So
I agree.
There's a lot to learn from that show. And then even Too Hot to Handle, there's a lot to learn from that show as well.
Love Island 2021, baby.
But Love Island, I don't know, man, because everyone's back on their own agenda.
Everyone's on there to get commercial success, fame.
Yeah, give me that Pretty Little Thing.
I'm just here for the entertainment, man. Entertainment purposes only for me.
Secure the bark.
Boohoo Man and that.
I hope they move a bit mad this series, though.
They have to. Not after, because that winter one was forgettable.
No one was acting risky at all. Like, do you remember the first ones where people just used to be.
Well, they stopped. They stopped giving them
alcohol.
Yeah, that was a big thing. And then they stopped letting them shag.
One glass. Boring.
Got to bring it back.
They bring back the alcohol, man.
Bring back the alcohol.
That's. Do you know what? There's a show in America called Are You the One? They are on smoke. I'm sure MTV's giving them drugs.
What?
Because they're moving mad.
Oh.
Some of these American shows are though. Like, I saw a clip from that Temptation Island where it was like the guy watching his literal like long term girlfriend lips up another guy and have sex with him on camera. He literally had to watch it. Like, it was him surrounded
so
by
what
like,
did
the
they,
other geezers.
I'm killing someone.
Someone has to die.
All the other geezers though, who were also watching, were there just like.
Nah, but Jesus. Someone has to die.
Yeah.
No, surely.
To produce a producer, cameraman, someone.
The other guys were actually just like.
What the hell? Jesus.
What did he do after that?
Oh, he was like. Nah. It was not nice to watch actually, because he was like
devastated.
Shaking. He was like, what? I mean, that's not a normal situation to put. Why are you going?
Nah,
to
as if you're if your relationship is already on rocks enough, and you're thinking that's gonna fix it, you're the
you
dumb.
You played
one.
Yourself
for real, dog.
Can you imagine?
The Bachelor's interesting.
What when one guy and then he's trying to chase. Or they're trying to chase
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so it could be one guy, several women, or one woman, several men.
Americans are dumb. They tried to do that with Prince Harry, yeah?
Oh, yeah!
What?
They told them this was Prince Harry, so they just basically got a ginger posh boy, and they told him, oh, you're all trying to get Prince Harry's affection.
They believed it was Prince
and it
Harry.
Worked.
It worked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is actually
Jesus
so funny to me.
Lord.
That was pretty bad. But I guess that we're all excited for Love Island, so
yeah, man, should be good.
Should be good. Mm. Okay, so final topic for today is outside is expensive.
Oh,
Inflation.
Do you think
inflation?
I reckon it's gone up.
It's inflation.
Things are more expensive now.
Bro,
I went for drinks yesterday, yeah. And I bought everybody around, right? And on the app, yeah. I think it was supposed to come to around like 50, 60 quid, right?
Right.
And at the checkout, it said £70.
Oh, piss off.
And I was like, where's this extra £10? Maybe I added an extra drink. Went to the checkout, to the basket, sorry. The service charge was £10.
Jeez.
Now, obviously you can edit it yourself. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at this thinking, and I was drunk already. So at this point, I was just ready to just press, you know,
okay, here we go.
Just pay. But how cheeky of them just to put £10 on there just like that.
You sold out pretty quickly, didn't you? You just said, what?
My maths brain just kicked in like, nah, this isn't adding up.
This is not normal.
Like, I obviously, you know, in the service industry, I'm happy to pay a service charge anyway. It's not a big deal. But for it just to be automatically put on there like that, like, Jesus
that
Christ.
That is cheeky. Nah, it's just expensive outside.
Yeah,
I went to Box Park last night in Croydon, and they had got these, like, frozen porn star martinis. They were delicious, mate, but £9. They were this big.
Ah, man, that's daylight robbery.
No.
Cocktails are expensive, man. I'm not even trying to play those games.
They be tricking y'all.
I don't even think they're nice.
Do you usually, like, go out to brunch? Like, do you do brunch on a regular?
Do you do brunch?
I do brunch. Like,
what is brunch?
No, I feel like brunch is more of a thing now that we're coming out. Because, obviously, clubs aren't open. So people are like, people do more day drinking. And bottomless brunch can actually work out quite decent.
I don't know. I think day drinking is more expensive.
Well, if because you're paying a set fee, and then it's like bottomless alcohol.
I see, I hear that, but you're not just gonna. Thing is, with bottomless brunch, you're not just gonna do the bottomless brunch. You'll probably carry on drinking somewhere else. That's where it's.
Because
I mean, depends.
Unless you're like
my thing is
dead
like,
on the ground. Which
what would be a lad's brunch like? What would that look like?
You can go and bottomless. For real,
nah, you have to, bro.
But what would it look like?
Well, you can get them to give you beer. So I'll swap the Prosecco because Prosecco is a dangerous game, man.
Yeah, it is dangerous. And Cotton's in Camden does rum punch.
Okay.
That's dangerous too.
I don't drink alcohol, so it's all good.
Oh.
Nice.
I don't know.
In Jesus' name, no more cap.
No
That's
more cap.
No, in America,
fine,
man.
Then. You don't have to worry.
Well, you can just have the brunch then, innit?
Saving money. You just have to.
Wait. What gets served the brunch?
Cap or no capping?
Wait. What guys? Is it real breakfast like sausage?
Toast.
Brunchy breakfast, like you are, like poached egg with toast.
It's that middle class, like you know.
Avocados.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's really.
Avocados is the worst thing to happen to humanity.
I always say so. I hate avocados.
Why?
I do not.
What's
like
your
them.
Problem, bro?
I don't like avocados. He literally just said, he put out a tweet.
Like, quite bold statements right now.
You said the same thing. You don't think avocados have a taste?
It doesn't taste
no,
of anything.
It doesn't taste of anything. But why do you hate it?
Because it doesn't have a taste.
No,
so it has to have a taste. You like taste?
Nah, it's slimy. Like yeah, it's slimy. It's weird.
It
just I think exactly.
So you want it to be firm.
What are you doing right now?
Where are we going?
Pause. Anyways.
For real?
No, why? Don't you just sprinkle a bit of salt on top of it?
It's not for me, man.
Oh, it's amazing.
So now I'm just eating salt.
No, but it brings the flavor. Like, okay, you've never really tasted it. We just sprinkle salt.
People swear by it. I just feel like when it's on my, like, people will put it on their toast. And I just feel like I'd rather have scrambled eggs.
Okay. No, I understand. Because you're talking about this whole entire, like, culture of... avocados is just it's too in your face. Whereas me, I don't eat on the regular, but when I do eat, I just sprinkle a bit of salt and like I enjoy it.
I mean I get it,
but it's ripe.
You don't get
real,
it
yeah.
Why are you lying?
I'm not letting my mouth.
I get it
Oh no, it's not for me, but yeah, brunch can be it depends. There's
no, it depends
all types of brunches.
Like you, there's a reggae brunch, they do like jerk and
what's that place,
there's like different, they do like different foods.
What's that Caribbean chain restaurant?
Cotton's?
No, it's a
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay, yeah, they do a good brunch. They're trying to get you drunk.
Are we going to a place where we could do brunch?
What, after this?
No, brunch normally ends about 4 anyway, but it was something
we
should definitely
do.
We
should do one, why not?
100%.
Why not?
But yeah, Turtle Bay, them man are trying to get you drunk.
But that's why, because then you buy more drinks. Like, there's a reason that they're trying to eat. Also, if the food is dead, you won't care because you're drunk.
For real.
I mean, I went to one. I was like, I'm not eating anything here. The menu was not great. I was just buying the food for the sake of it.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah,
very clever. Makes a lot of commercial sense.
And they gotta lock us up again, man. My account is killing me.
I'm locking myself up.
My account
I'm
is killing me.
You see Scully's tweet where So if you haven't seen it, shouts out to Scully, friend of the show. He tweeted at his
Nationwide. He was like, yo.
Yo, why have you let me do this?
I wasn't in the right frame of mind spending all this money.
People were, that bank holiday in May was, my God.
People got overexcited.
It's been a shock.
For real.
Oh, my God. I
wanted my bank
to
call me and be like, did
time.
You make these transactions? I'd be like, nah, G.
You know when they drop you a text, like, are you sure this is you?
I want them to
it's
be like,
me.
Yo.
This is fraud.
This is fraud. 419, all of it.
For real.
Whole of London be like, nah, people are doing up fraud.
100%.
Everyone's doing up fraud.
Send me that refund real quick.
For real.
Maybe we all should all conspire. And say that this person's all done fraud.
Right now,
so
this is on record,
it.
So I don't think it'll work.
Nah.
It's on wax.
It's on wax.
There you go.
Oh, no. Nah. This is a message to the outside. Please, going forward, be cheaper.
We're begging.
No, just be frugal. I'm on my knees. That's what it is.
Frugal Vandross, yeah. Is that what you're on?
Oh, gosh. Nah. that was stupid.
Why can't I just be rich?
That's the dream, man. Give me those billions.
Yeah.
What's her name? Melinda. Melinda Gates.
If you want to be like a billionaire, you have to be a capitalist, and I don't think you really want to be that, do you?
Nah, true.
Wow.
I was trying to say I'm into communism and that.
Is he calling him a communist? What has this podcast become? What the hell?
Where are we going?
You calling him a commie? You calling me a commie, sir?
No. But isn't Jeff Bezos single now?
Jeff Bezos is a single.
Say what?
Bill Gates is with his girl. I don't think that's
you got to put the snowflake inside of his DMs.
Jeff Bezos.
I was...
If you need a girl...
They say you attract the things you fear. Melinda Gates!
Jeff Bezos, no!
You're so dumb.
Yo, I went in... I DM'd Melinda.
No, you didn't.
I said that snowflake.
No, you didn't.
Put it up to...
What a time to be alive.
Get out
she,
of here.
Needless to say, she didn't respond.
Your name is Nasty D.
Say what?
Pardon?
It's Nasty D.
I would have been on a yacht somewhere. I'm not trying to be on a yacht in Dubai.
In a thong. I've suffered for 19 years.
Is she 19?
No, she just said she suffered for 19 years.
Oh, okay. Nah, she is funny as fuck.
She's the funniest person.
Yeah. She might be, she's funnier than some man them, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm a woman of standards.
Are you for mad?
Herman Munya.
Clear. Honestly, they are the funniest people.
Munya doesn't miss.
I watch it. Munya does not miss.
I don't think I've seen him miss yet.
If you send me the location, I can apply bring there.
even when he went into Big Shaq's thing, yeah. Oh yeah, it's just me over here carrying the whole entire show. That was really good.
Shaq's thing is actually really good, and he's getting he's getting people to open up that wouldn't normally because. The OFB boys went on there and they're terrible in interviews. They were pretty good on there. So now big up Big Shaq, but yeah, I saw it. And Munya's just naturally funny.
Yeah, 100%.
He's so silly, isn't
it? For real.
Yeah, he is.
He's so silly. I love that. Mm. Yeah. Just be a bit silly.
Making great content for sure.
For real.
He's gonna be great in Love Island times though.
Who's the lady that hosts it? Get her out of it. Make Munya the host.
Yeah, that's for real. So true.
Oh, they really, that was lazy casting when
they did that. They could have done Alison Hammond. Hilarious. That would have been so funny.
There were so many names.
They could have done
Maya was probably my first
Maya
pick.
Maya probably would have been the top person.
What about Philly?
Philly and Chunks, I'd take.
They could do like
I feel like Philly would just try and get too involved.
Probably. Try and move to the girls. Hold on.
Philly would give emotion to to the whole situation. Why are you doing that, mate? You just fucked it up, didn't you, mate? Just fucked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, he would give emotion where it's just like, it's necessary.
Yeah.
It's necessary just to spice up the show, to engage with the audience as well.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know why they have picked
But Chunks, sorry, not Chunks, Munya would just, yeah, nah, Munya's the one.
Yeah, he was so our pick.
He's the one.
He would come up with, he's so good at quips. He's on the Big Shaq show, he the quips.
He's very witty.
Yeah, super witty.
But, that's all the topics for today. I think this has been a phenomenal episode.
Great episode.
I can't even think what will end up being the name, but I think we've got Meese. Kate is in the corner like, anything but Meese.
Anything but Meese.
But, Kate, honestly, thank you much for coming through, man. You made such a great guest. This has been so much fun as well.
I've enjoyed this.
Yeah, for real. Tell the people where they can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me at Katie Alpaca on Twitter, chatting a lot of rubbish. But we love it. And on Instagram at Katie Packer. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hold on.
What is... Because this guy just loves to just pass by music every episode.
Hold on.
It's you, bro.
Nah, it's you, bro. Why are you watching this unfold?
I'm just a bystander here.
Suggestion for this week, for episode 92.
A music suggestion?
Yeah. You could pick one song that you're listening to currently. It doesn't have to be hip. It could be anything. Anything. Favorite song from time ago. Favorite song today. Anything.
This is stress for me, you know. Hold on. Let me just see what I was listening to on the way, because I was enjoying.
I'll let you guys look at yours while I say mine. Yeah, mine is a song by A2. It's called Lavish Freestyle. Lavish.
Mm. Okay, mine is The Daily Duppy by the one and only Heady One. Short but sweet, great performance. Phenomenal bars in there as well. They Should Never Send H2O was phenomenal.
See me in my jacket.
He's a funny brother, you know. But yeah, that's my choice.
I don't know if I have selected a song, or maybe you, Collins, have selected a song, but Watering My Plants by Larry June.
No, I haven't selected it.
Okay, yeah, that's my selection for episode 92. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely.
I'm probably going to go for Girl Like Me by Jasmine Sullivan and Her, because that album is just beautiful. Wow.
Good album.
Perfect. Yeah, so go ahead, finish telling the people where they can find. I think you more or less got it off, didn't you?
I ain't on Facebook, so... That's about it, love it.
Amazing.
Perfect. No, that was a great episode. And one for the history books. Until next time, speak soon
in a bit.